will declare the meeting.
He would.
The ordinary council meeting of the Kulin Shire open at 4 p.m. in accordance with section 5.23A of the Local Government Act 1995 and part 2A of the Local Government Administration Regulations 1996. This council meeting is being digitally recorded. All recordings will be retained as part of the Shire of Kulin's records and it will be made available to the public via council website, excluding records of matters that are taken behind closed doors. We have no apologies. Are there any declarations of interest? No? We have no public applications leave for absence for the next meeting. Bill? Confirmation of minutes of previous meetings, 7.1 Shire of Kulin Ordinary Council meeting, 17th of June. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Smoker. Councillor Miller. Any queries or comments out of those minutes? Anyone opposed to receiving those minutes as a true and correct record? Carried. No presentations or deputations. Uh, 9.1, list of accounts paid during the month of June 2026. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Noble. Councillor Sivia. Any queries or comments out of that? Opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.2, financial report for June 2026. We have a mover and seconder. Councillor Mullen, Councillor Sivia. Any queries or comments out of that? You right there, Robbie?
No.
Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Oh, sorry. Councillor Berry.
Could I just have a clarification? On page six, where we're talking about the FRC, community contribution income $20,000 higher than budgeted, then council waivers of FRC higher fees to sporting clubs and other youths. Does that mean that when those waivers occur, that there's a book entry to debit against the FRC? Because I note that we've still got that APOL to do next month, and I just needed that clarification.
Yes, we do. Yeah. So Caroline provides me with a list of all the waivers every month, and then it's just an in and out. So we still record an income line in the FRC and an expense line and the council side of things.
Thank you.
Sorry. Councillor Mullen.
Yeah, in materials and contracts variations, the 55,000 litres of fuel consumption, is that litres or dollars?
Litres. Litres.
Okay, thank you.
Let me just probably underpin the last year.
And that's what the Shire Boys used extra?
We increased the number of litres in this year's budget. So I think last year we budgeted for 20,000 litres a month, and this year we're budgeting for.
That's
the amount.
Yeah. Anyway,
yeah, fair bit more. Yeah. Current fuel prices, that's contributed a fair bit of that variance.
Yes.
Most basically.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah, the materials and contracts is a really tricky line because there's so many contributing factors, like looking at that as one. You know, there's a lot of things that are over budget and a lot of things that are under budget, and that's why I try to provide that breakdown analysis for you.
Yep.
Any further queries or questions on that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.3, adoption of the 26-27 annual budget. Mover and seconder. Mover and seconder separately.
Yeah, just four recommendations there. So just recommendation one, if we're going to mover and seconder, please.
Cool. Councillor Sevier, Councillor Mullen. Miller, sorry. So we're dealing with recommendation first, recommendation one first.
Yep.
Any queries or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation as written? No, carried. If we can have a mover and seconder for recommendation two. Councillor Noble, Councillor Smoker, any queries or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. Recommendation three, fees and charges for 26-27. Councillor Sevier. Councillor Noble, any queries or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. And recommendation four, council members' fees and allowances for the 26-27. Over and seconder. Councillor Sevier, Councillor Miller. Any questions or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation? Carried. 9.4, adoption of new HR policies. And how to pronounce that word? Replication of existing policies. Seconder, Councillor Miller, Councillor Noble. Any queries or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.5, appointment of additional dual fire control officer for the Shire of Coolin and Shire of Corrigan for the 26-27 fire season. Mover and seconder, Councillor Smoke. Councillor Mullen. Any queries or comments out of that one? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.6, request for financial contribution for Wave Rock Discovery Centre. Mover and seconder. Councillor Bowie. Councillor Noble. Any queries or comments on that? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.7, second voting delegate and proxies for external organisation. Have a mover and seconder. Councillor Mullen, Councillor Sevier.
We need a name, please, Mr. President. who would like to be the second voting delegate?
Pick a name. Someone like to put their hand up.
I can take on that role, Mr. President.
Thanks, Councillor Smoker.
So the recommendation is as written with the assertion of Councillor Smoker as the second voting delegate.
Does anyone oppose that recommendation? No, carried. Nine point eight, workforce housing project, major land transaction and final determination. I did receive a copy of that yesterday. Updated. Everyone's got a copy of that. We can have a mover and seconder. Councillor Sivia. Councillor Barry. Any questions or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. 9.9, request to initiate a review of local laws for Shire of Coolin. Councillor Bowie. Councillor Mullen. Any queries or comments out of that one? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Waving your pen for something or no? No. Carried. 9.10, Australia Post Retail Network Senate Inquiry. Mover and seconder, Councillor Bowie, Councillor Noble.
Can I just ask, who's the government sort of looking at closing some of these, or what's the?
I don't really know because I haven't reviewed what the exact terms of reference are, but certainly the lodgement of the submission will be certainly to highlight the importance of these services in our community and retention of them. So, yeah, I think I spoke to our local licensee and they weren't aware of it. Their feedback and their questions amongst their network is this, there's nothing sort of underhand in the inquiry, but I think it's important that we do make a submission in support of retaining the service. So, and thank you to Councillor Bowie who brought it to my attention. So
is it a federal or is it state?
Federal.
Federal.
So I'm sort of working with the existing licensee to get an exact list of what the service they do provide, from banking to fuel paying to the whole lot. So that'll form part of what I submit on behalf of the Shire or the community. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Similar to the lesson out of the federal inquiry into local government funding, that I guess if you sit back and do nothing, that you run the risk of things happening that you otherwise been a part of, and tried to highlight the importance of these services out here.
Obviously, someone or a few people have asked the question at some stage for them to initiate the inquiry in the first place. So,
I suppose
that's got to be.
Are they going to go with low populations and eliminate them first, or that's where it's even more vital?
Yes,
more than population.
It's important that we fly the flag.
I think POST sits under a community service obligation, so they can't change it as yet, but I suppose you have to change a bit of law to be able to remove it from that. But
yeah.
Is anyone opposed to adopting the recommendation as written? Carried. 10.1, compliance reporting, general and financial compliance, June 2026. Mover and seconder. Councillor Miller. Councillor Sivia. Any queries or questions out of that report? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer recommendation? Carried. 10.2, proposed amendments to policy A15, councillor fees, allowances and reimbursement and expenses. A mover and seconder. Councillor Noble. Councillor Sivia. Any queries or comments out of that? Anyone opposed to adopting the officer's recommendation? Carried. There's no motions which previous notice have been given. No motions from members without notice. No new business of urgent nature. Nothing that the meeting is closed to the public. Date and time of the next meeting will be 19th of August at 4 p.m. Declare the meeting closed at 4:17.